We are on 4B at the top, and we are at Rabbi Yehuda Omer HaOver Lifnei HaTeva. Now, to summarize, we had Rabbi Yehuda in the opening Mishnah who said that the person who davens for the Amud, when it comes to Pesach, so the Baal Shachris continues to say Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGeshem. It's the Baal Musaf who converts over to Morid Atal, or should people say Morid Atal. What we're going to see over here in the Gemara is a Raminhu. We have a contradiction. Because in the very next Amud on 5a, Hamad Aleph, it says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Masai Sholin Es HaKashamim, until when do we ask for rain? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Sheyav Pesach, when Pesach passes. So it appears that throughout Pesach, we're still saying, Mashav Aruch Morid HaGeshem. Now, the assumption of the Gemara here is that Shoalin, asking, and Hazkara, Mazkirin, mentioning, are the same thing, or one and the same. But as we'll see soon, that is not according to everybody. Rabbi Yehuda here says that Shiavar Pesach, so it sounds like there's a contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer at Shiavar Nisan. Rabbi Meir says it's until Nisan passes.
But the reality is, or at least as we know it, okay, is that by Shachrit, we continue to mention it.
Correct.
By Musaf, we
stop.
We stop mentioning it.
Correct.
And then the other, Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGeshem, we cease. I'm sorry. Attain Tom Matali Brakai.
Yeah.
We during Chol HaMoed, we cease to say.
Correct. Correct. The last time we mentioned Misein Tal is.
Tal Matali Brakai.
Is the 14th.
Is.
Erev.
Yeah.
Erev Pesach.
Mincha.
Of
Mincha
Erev.
Tomorrow.
Correct.
Okay.
It's Mincha tomorrow.
And then we start to say v'tein bracha. What is it?
Well, if you're Israeli, v'tein bracha. If you're Ashkenazi, it's v'sein bracha.
Right.
If you're Hasidish, it's v'sein bruchi.
I've always said v'tein bracha. Yeah. So you know, beginning Chol HaMoed, v'tein bracha.
Right.
By Mincha Maariv.
Correct. Okay, so that's the Gemara's contradiction.
Yeah, but Chol HaMoed, during Chol HaMoed, is there during Chol HaMoed, is there a place in Shachrit?
We say the same bracha.
Retain bracha, right. Okay.
Right? So that's the contradiction. The Gemara answers and says, Amr of Chizda lo kasha, kan lishol kan lahazkir. Rav Chizda says, no, you don't understand. On Hamad Aleph, we're mentioning until when do we say Geshem, that's talking about Shoalin, that's asking. So we only ask, we ask through Pesach. But we're not mazkir anymore. We don't mention Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGeshem past the first day of Pesach, of Musaf, right? Shachris is the last day.
Right.
So that's what he says. Kan lahazkir, kan, right. Kan lishol kan lahazkir. Mishol shol la'azir.
No.
Mashiv HaRuach.
No.
V'sein Tal.
V'tein. Wait a minute.
What do you ask?
The mentioning.
Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGeshem.
Okay, but the other one is
Morid Atal.
Morid Atal, yeah. Okay, so you start saying Morid Atal
by Musaf.
You know, by Musaf and through Pesach.
Correct.
And through to, yeah.
Good. So the Gemara says, Mishal Shoel V'Azil, you keep on asking, but Lahazkir B'Yom Tov HaRishon Pasik. On the first day of Yom Tov Rishon, you stop mentioning it. Says Amar Ula. Ula says that's impossible. Hadar Rav Chizda, that which Rav Chizda just said, Kasha kechometz l'shinayim ka'ashan le'inayim. It's difficult, like a burning substance to the teeth and like smoke to the eyes. In a place where you don't ask, i.e., in the beginning, when we're in Tishrei, we start mentioning Mashiva Ruach Amor Dageshem, we are not yet asking for it. So if in a place where you don't ask for it, you mention it. In a place where you ask for it, you should certainly should be mentioning it. You cannot have a she'ela, a request, without the mentioning, without the hazkara. So Ra'ula says it's impossible, Rav Chizda is saying. Rav Chizda is saying you stop mentioning it in the first day, but you ask for it throughout Chol HaMoed. That's ridiculous. That's craziness. It's illogical. Ela Amar Ula, Treitanai Olib Rabbi Yehuda.
Wait, you stop mentioning it.
But you continue asking for it.
But you don't continue asking.
You do. You continue saying v'sein talamata. You say v'sein talamata levracha. According to what we're saying. Not according to what we do.
Yeah.
Remember, we're in the Gemara now. Right. We're not in halacha lamaisa.
Yeah.
Right? So, so Ula says, Elo Amar Ula. Ula says, rather, what you have to say is Trei Tanai Alibid Rabbi Yehuda. These are two Tanaim who are explaining Rabbi Yehuda, but they are contradictory. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef says, Mai Ad Sheyavara Pesach. What does it mean when the Mishnah on Heyom Aleph says, Ad Sheyavara Pesach? Ad Sheyavar Shliach Tzibor Rishon Hayor Beyond Rishon Shal Pesach. It's not talking about the holiday of Pesach. It's talking about the Overlifnei Ateva, the person who is davening. And it's saying the same thing as it said on Dav Beis, which is the person who davens, i.e., the person who davens Shacharis, or sorry, davens Musaf on the first day of Pesach, he stops mentioning it, which is exactly what we said on Beis Amud Aleph. It's not a contradiction at all. So therefore, we have what we're doing is we're saying we were asking for it. We are mentioning it, and we are asking for it up until the. Up until Musaf of the first day. But through Shacharis, we ask for it and mention it. But it says, Amar Le Abaye, Abaye says, that's not possible either. She'ela b'yamtiv me'ika? There's no asking on yamtiv. We don't have such a she'ela. We don't say v'sein tal or v'sein bracha. There's no mevarech hashan in bracha on Pesach. On Pesach, we only say the first three brachas of Shemona Esrei, and then we say mekadosh Yisrael right? We don't say anything about the same tal and the same bracha, so you couldn't mention, you couldn't ask for it anyway. So the Gemara says, no, there is an asking for it. How so? It's not exactly in the tefillah, but shoel hametorgeman, the speaker of the house, if you will, the speaker gets up and he asks for it. And so therefore, there is an asking even at Shacharis time of Pesach. It says the Gemara v'chi meturgaman shoel davar she'ena zarech letzibor. Does the meturgaman ask for something that the tzibor doesn't even need? If we know already that on the first day of Pesach we no longer need rain, so then why would the meturgaman get up and ask for rain? That's illogical. So ela machavarta kedu ula. Rather, we have to go back to Ula's pshat, which is there is a stira, contradiction within Rabbi Yehuda's statements, and there are two tanaim who are learning Rabbi Yehuda's statement. A third possibility is Rabba Amar Mai Ad Sheyavar Pesach Ad Sheyavar Zman Shchitas HaPesach. What does it mean, Ad Sheyavar?
Where are we?
We're at
Rabba Amar?
Rabba Amar, yeah.
Okay.
Rabba Amar Mai Ad Sheyavar Pesach. What does it mean in Hey Amar Aleph when it says Ad Sheyavar Pesach? It means Ad Sheyavar Zman Shchitas HaPesach. It means up until the time where the slaughtering of the Pesach is complete, which is actually tomorrow. It's the 14th of Nisan, so that's what it's saying. It's saying, according to here, it's saying, up until the 14th is when you ask for it. And here we're mentioning it. And mentioning it doesn't happen until the first day of Pesach and Musaf. That's when we stop mentioning it.
You should know.
Yes.
The weather tomorrow calls for rain.
Oh.
Local rain. Yeah.
Okay, very good. Very good. Okay, it's good. A nice side note. Doesn't always work out that happily, but this there, it works out nicely.
Yeah, but I mean, local rain, okay, Erev Pesach, is that, is is that a bracha or is that a...
It's technically still within the realm of bracha.
Yeah.
But barely.
Yeah, I hear.
Says the Gemara, "Uketchilas o kein sofo." Just like when we start out saying Mashiv Haruach in Tishrei, Matchilaso Mazgir Afalpi She'eino Shovel, just like when we start out in Tishrei, we mention it, but we don't ask for it. So Afsofo Mazgir Afalpi She'eino Shovel, so too in the end, meaning Pesach time, we actually mention it, meaning we continue to mention it even at Shachris time of the first day of Pesach, even though we're no longer asking for it because the last asking is done on the 14th of Nisan. Amalei Abaye, Abaye says, no, that doesn't make any sense. Bishlam Matchilaso. Abaye, you have Abaye?
Okay, yeah, Amar Le Abaye.
Amar Le Abaye.
Okay, but wait a minute. Maybe I missed. Just at the beginning. Beginning one mentions rain, even though one is not requested. Alright, go ahead.
Right, so Amar Le Abaye. Abaye says, Bishlam Matchilaso Mazkir. I understand in Tishrei why we mention it. Because Haskara Nami Ritzo She'elohi, because the mentioning is for the purpose of asking. But Elasofo, but in the end, meaning Nisan time, my Ritzo She'elohika, how can you say that we continue to mention it when we're not asking for it at all? If there's no asking, what's the point of mentioning it? Ela Mechavarta Kedu Ula, rather you're going to have to say like Ula said all along, that this is two contradictory statements within Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, and we don't know what Rabbi Yehuda actually held. Okay. The Gemara goes on to another topic. Amar Ravasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Ravasi says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the Halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, who said that when it comes time, when Tishrei time, we, the last person, meaning the Shmini Atzeres, the Baal Musaf mentions Mashiv HaRuach, and Baal Shachris does not. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? V'hatanan, but we have a Mishnah that says not that way. Bishloshav Amar Cheshvan Sholan Esagoshamim. On the third of Cheshvan, we ask for rain. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Beshivabo. Rabbi Gamliel says, no, it's on the seventh. And Amar Rabbi Lazar Halachik Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Lazar says, Halachazak Rabbi Gamliel, it's the seventh. So how can you tell me that it's on the Shmini Atzeres that we mention it when it says over here it's on the third or the seventh that we ask for it? And Halacha follows Rabbi Gamliel that it's the seventh. So Amar Leisa, he says to him, Gavra, Gavra Karamis? Why are you asking a question on Rabbi Yochanan with a statement of Rabbi Lazar? Rabbi Lazar is the one who said the halacha follows Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that. And that's not a stira if you're asking me a question from Rabbi Yochanan onto Rabbi Lazar. Iboy Seima, or I can answer you, Lokasha kan lishol kan lahaskir. Again, Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, that we start mentioning Mashiv HaRuach Amar Lege Hashem HaShmini Atzeres time. But this Mishnah that you're quoting me here, this Mishnah on Daf Yod Amar Aleph is dealing with asking for it, not mentioning it. So this is very contradictory. This is what exactly is your problem? So the Gemara says, yeah, that's true. They are different. But V'ha'am Rabbi Yochanan B'makon Shosho El Mazkir. Rabbi Yochanan actually holds that the place where you ask is where you mention. So therefore, they are the same place. So if we're going to say over here that you start asking on the 7th of Cheshvan, it must be that you mention on the 7th of Cheshvan as well. So the Gemara says, no. Hahula havsaka itmar. That was only stated with respect to when you stop. It's not stated with respect to when you start. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan holds that when you stop, that when you stop asking for it, that's when you stop mentioning it. But with respect to starting for it, it could be that he holds these are different cases. V'ha'am Rabbi Yochanan hizke lahazkir hizke amaske lishol posik mi lishol posik mi lahazkir. But Rabbi Yochanan, that's not true either. Rabbi Yochanan says that when you start mentioning it, you start asking for it. When you stop asking for it, you stop mentioning it. So they're one and the same. So if they're one and the same, again, it seems to be a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. How in this Mishnah Daf Yud Amar Aleph can we say that we start asking for it on the 7th when Rabbi Yochanan says, the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, that in fact we start mentioning it at Shmini Atzeres. So the Gemara says, Ela lo kasha halan v'halahu. These are different.
Oh.
Halan v'halahu, you see that? This is for us and this is for them.
Oh.
Right?
No.
Did you not get it?
got time.
Ella Lo Kasha? No?
Ella Lo Kasha, exactly. That's exactly okay. Where we are.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So, Ella Lo Kasha, Halan Vahaluhu. This is for us and this is for them. Meaning, for us, B'nai Bavel. So for B'nai Bavel, we don't start mentioning it until the 7th of Cheshvan. But for them, B'nai Eretz Yisrael, they start mentioning it already in Shmini Atzeres. So the Gemara says, but why should that be? Why should we be any different because we have Peiros? We have fruits in the field, and therefore we don't want rain. They don't want rain either, because they have the Olei Regalim who are coming from Beit Shemesh into Yerushalayim, and they're being Olei Regal, and then they have to come back. So when they're on their way back, they don't want rain either. It would be a tremendous tircha for them to have to trudge through the rain in order to get back home. So why should we say that they start mentioning it on Shmini Atzeres? So that says the Gemara, Kika Amar Rabbi Yochanan Bizman She'ed Beis HaMikdash Chayim. Well, Rabbi Yochanan was making that statement when the Beis HaMikdash was no longer around, and therefore nobody was Ola L'Regel, and therefore they can start mentioning already at Shmini Atzeres. So the Gemara says, well, now that you came that far, if you're already going to tell me that Rav Yochanan was talking about a time when there wasn't a Mikdash, then we can say that Rav Yochanan's statement was both Rav Yochanan's statement and that Mishnah are both talking about Bnei Eretz Yisrael. But we can say that when Rav Yochanan said the halacha follows Rav Yehuda, that we start mentioning Shmini Atzeres, that's when the Beis HaMikdash is around. Sorry, it's not around. When it's not around, we can start mentioning at Shmini Atzeres because we don't care about the Olei Regalim because there are no Olei Regalim. But when we say that the halacha follows, that the halacha is Zayin Cheshvan, that's talking about the times when the Beis HaMikdash was around. And when the Beis HaMikdash was around, we needed to give time for those Olei Regal to get back home. So therefore, they didn't mention until Zion Cheshvan. So that's
okay,
the
can
answer.
Can I stop here?
You can stop me okay. Here.
Okay, so following that logic.
Yes, let's follow that logic, shall we?
Meaning that without why then do we, halakha l'maisa, okay, that we in our time, okay, or as long as the construction of our siddur has existed,
yeah,
or our moxers, as long as the construction of tefillah has existed,
mm-hmm,
okay, post Beta Mikdash, why do we then wait a period of time before starting Meshiva, Betein Tam Atale Verhah?
Ah, okay, so I'm going to, before I get into the answer to that, that's actually, I think, discussed on Daf 10A. So we'll have to get there. You're going to get there soon enough, but we'll get there and we'll discuss all of that then. The Gemara will discuss exactly why we do that. It's a good question. It's a very good question. Now, says the Gemara Va'anan, you had Va'anan de Islam Treyomi?
Okay.
Right? Va'anan de Islam Treyomi. Now the Gemara is going to ask, okay, if you're going to tell me that we're going to start to mention Mashiva Ruach Amor de Geshem starting Shmini Atzeres, Anan de Islam Treyomi, we, meaning B'nai Chutzla Aretz, that hold 2 days, Baruch Hashem, we're B'nai Eretz Yisrael, and we do not, but those people who are B'nai Chutzla Aretz that hold 2 days, Hechi Yavdinan, when exactly do we do it? Do we do it on the first day or on the second day? Amarav, Mazchil B'musafin, Uposik B'mincha Arvis, V'shachris, V'chozer B'musafin. So Rav gives you a very interesting shita. Rav says, here's what we're going to do. The first day of Shmini Atzeres, the first day, which is Safek, 8th day, Safek, 7th day, we're going to mention Mashiv Aruch Amor Degeshem on Musaf time. Then we're going to stop for Mincha, stop for Marv, stop for Shachris. We're going to go back, in other words. We're going to continue to say Moritatal. And then we're going to go back the following day and do it again, Musaf. Strange shita. Amlehu Shmuel. Shmuel says to them, what? Poku va'amrli. I want you to go out and tell la'aba. I want you to tell Abba, meaning Rav. I want you to tell Rav that achar she'asiso kodesh taseu chol. After you already declared it kodesh by making musaf of the first day of Shmini Atzeres, Mashiv Aruch Amar the Geshem, so you're calling it Shmini Atzeres. Now you're going to make it Chol. You're going to make it Chol by going back and reverting a Mincha, Mariv, Shachris, reverting to Morid Atal as if it wasn't already declared Mashiv Aruch. That doesn't make any sense. So Elo Amar Shmuel, rather Shmuel says, Maskil b'musafin u'b'mincha. What you'll do is, in fact, you will start from Musaf and Mincha. So Musaf and Mincha, you'll say Mashiv Aruch Amar the Geshem. Uposek Arvis v'Shachris. Then the following Arvis v'Shachris, which is the following day, you're going to stop for Mariv and Shachris, and then Chozer Umaschel b'Musafin. And then for the Musaf, you're going to come back on the second day and say Mashiv Aruch. Basically, you're going to parallel what you did on day one with day two. And that's what you're going to do. That's what Shmuel says.
In other words, day one, Mashiv Aruch Marina Keshem. Not Mincha, not Mariv. Second day, not Shachris. Musaf again on the second day.
Exactly.
Okay. Now one question. Okay, and again, you know, you're talking about, you know, why the difference between, you know, that we start saying Mashiv Aruch Marina Keshem on Shmini Atzeres, and yet retain Tom Matal Livraka on 2 weeks later.
Correct.
Okay. But what about what they do in Kutz Laretz? Okay. Meaning that they don't start saying retain Tom Matal Livraka until, what is it, sometime in November?
December 7th.
Pearl Harbor Day.
Is it December 7th?
Let me see here. December 4th or 5th?
4th, 5th, sorry.
Yeah. Okay, so what, you know...
Again, we'll get to that. That's all going to be discussed later.
But I'm just surmising, is that because, you know, by the second Beit HaMikdash, you already had people living all over the known at the time world. Okay. It doesn't take, it may take much longer than 2 weeks to get from, you know, from Eretz Israel to Germania. Okay.
Okay.
Or to Britannia. Or, you know, wherever. You know, the known world, or Spain. Okay. Theoretically, if they came to Eretz Israel, even post Beit, even during the second Beit HaMikdash, if they came to Eretz Israel,
mm-hmm.
would that be the logic?
I don't know. Could be.
You know, that it takes longer than 2 weeks. You know, it could take a couple months.
Yeah. Could be. Could be. To wrap up the Gemara, the next Amud says, Rava Amar, Rava says, Kevin Shehizchel Shuvein Oposik. Once you start, you're not going to stop. So on the eighth day, which is Suffolk eighth day, Suffolk seventh day, you say at Musaf Mashiv Aruach, and then you don't stop. You continue saying Mashiv Aruach. The Chinam Rav Shesh is Kevin Shehizchel Shuvein Oposik. Rav Shesh says the same thing. Va'af Rav Hadar Bey. And even Rav came around according to that Shita. The Amar Rav Chanan El Amar Rav, Mona Esrim Ve'echad Yom. So Rav Chananel said in the name of Rav that a person should count 21 days, just like he counts from the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, 10 days to Yom Kippur. He should count 21 days from the first day of Rosh Hashanah. That'll land you after 21 days on day 22. umaschil, and then you start saying mashav aruch. In other words, you should completely ignore the whole suffix dioma. You count 21 days. After day 21 is day 22. You start saying mashav aruch and musaf. And once you start, you don't stop. Once you pop, you don't stop. It's like Pringles. Okay? The hilchasa, kevan shehischel shuvena posek. And the halacha is, once you start, you don't stop. You just continue going mashiv aruch and geshem until you're tired of all that rain. Mm-hmm. And to all of you who joined me tonight, I thank you for coming. And please do not exit all at once, because the door can only handle so many people at a time. And have a wonderful evening.